Thursday at the museum, a Washington museum dedicated to defending freedom of the press, visitors get a glimpse of what some see as a mass pushback against accusations of fake news. Over 300 news outlets are participating in an effort organized by the Boston Globe to run coordinated editorials denouncing what the paper called a dirty war against the free press.
The reason they're doing these editorials is because the criticism of the press has been so blatant, it's been so constant, that this is sort of a pushback on their part to educate the American public about the importance of a free press.
Fake, disgusting news.
Donald Trump's attacks on the press have been a regular theme of his presidency, labeling the media the enemy of the people. The president's remarks have led to criticism that he does not value the media's independent role in a democracy. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders rejects that and continues to blame the media.
Frankly, if we want to look at who's creating divisions in the country, I think the media has done more to divide this country, certainly far more than this president ever has.
Trump often refers to negative coverage as fake news.
Republicans were more likely to take on a negative view of the press. A recent Ipsos survey shows that 4 out of 5 Republicans feel that the mainstream media treats President Trump unfairly.
But according to a recent Gallup poll, Americans' negative attitude towards the media has not necessarily been created by Trump.
When you look at the overall numbers, we don't see huge changes in Americans' perceptions of the media. Maybe ticking up a little up, not down, because Democrats have become a little more defensive about the media. But I have to reinforce that we've seen very negative attitudes towards the news media for a number of years, long before Donald Trump thought about running for president.
But activists are still concerned about the impact of Trump's fake news accusations towards the public discourse.
The aggregate effect is to make it difficult to have serious policy discussions in the United States, because people who are fans of President Trump, who actually take seriously what he says, even though such a high proportion of it is false, can't engage in a real conversation with the rest of the public who's operating on a different set of understandings of what reality is.
Animosity towards the press has also prompted safety concerns. According to the U.S. Press Freedom Tracker, 31 American journalists have been attacked in 2018. Patsy Widakuswara, VOA News, Washington.